Now to that breaking news this lunchtime that Irish-French citizen Bernard Phelan has been released from an Iranian prison 7 months after he was arrested and accused of engaging in anti-government propaganda. His conviction last October and sentencing to 6.5 years in jail took place during a wave of demonstrations across the country. At one stage, he went on hunger strike to protest his innocence. Mr. Phelan, who's 64, is originally from Clonmel in County Tipperary but lives and works in Paris. His release has been welcomed this lunchtime by Taoiseach and Minister of Foreign Affairs Micheál Martin, who joins us on the line now. A very good afternoon to you, Mr. Martin, and thank you for taking our call. This has been a dreadful ordeal, no doubt, for Bernard Phelan and indeed for his family back here in Ireland, and a huge relief, this news to them today, that he's been released.
It's been a huge release, and it's we're very pleased that he has been released from prison, of course, in Iran. He's on his way home now to his family, and we expect that he'll be back in France tonight. It's been an extraordinarily difficult 7 months for Bernard and for his family members and loved ones. Our thoughts are with all of them today, and particularly his 97-year-old father, Vincent, and his sister, Caroline, who I spoke with yesterday, and who has been incredibly brave and steadfast throughout this ordeal. And I'm also very pleased and relieved that Benjamin Briere, a French national who was imprisoned with Bernard in Meshed prison, has also been released. And I've just been speaking with my French counterpart here at the informal foreign ministers meeting, Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna. And I want to pay tribute to the French and the Irish teams in Dublin and Paris and Tehran, who have been in constant contact over the last 7 months and have worked seamlessly together to bring this case to a resolution. Our consular team in Department of Foreign Affairs in Dublin, our diplomats on the ground in Tehran, Justin Ryan in particular, and our ambassador in Turkey, accredited to Iran, Sonia McGuinness, and all of the consular officials in my department and our political team, I think I want to pay a very strong tribute to them, to all of them, for this painstaking and consistent work that they've had underway now over the last number of months to effect Bernard's release. I spoke to the Iranian Foreign Minister, Amir Abdalian, yesterday. I'd spoken to him in February. I acknowledge his assistance and the assistance of the Iranian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in relation to Bernard's case. This has been a priority of ours. And I'm also conscious that as we celebrate this good news today, there are families of other EU citizens who continue to be detained in Iran and who are anxiously awaiting similar news about their loved ones.
Just before I ask you about how his release was secured, at this stage, do you know his whereabouts? Has he left Iran yet? And have you any information on his medical condition particularly? Because his family were very concerned in relation to that.
Yeah, he has left Iran. That would have been within the last hour. French Foreign Minister would have confirmed that with me. Mm-hmm. I would have been speaking to the Iranian Foreign Minister yesterday, so we had the news essentially yesterday that his release was on track. So in terms of his condition, I'd prefer him to come to Paris in the first instance, and obviously there'd be assessments there. But I do know that Justin on the ground in Tehran has been in daily contact with Bernard. The circumstances, conditions were very difficult. Of that, there is no question. On humanitarian grounds, we pressed with the Iranian authorities the absolute necessity to release Bernard. Right.
And was that the basis
on humanitarian grounds?
Was that the basis on which the release was ordered? Humanitarian grounds.
Yes. Within that framework was the basis upon which the Iranian authorities agreed to his release.
So he's expected then Paris and then back to Ireland. He'll be reunited with his family here. That's the expectation.
That's the expectation, but that's a matter for the family. Obviously, Bernard lives in France, and obviously he will meet with his family, of course, who I think have been exceptional in their endurance and working with officials in my department through what has been a very, very difficult 7 months for them in particular, as their concerns for Bernard and his health obviously grew, given the conditions of his imprisonment and so forth.
You expressed your appreciation to your French counterpart. Was this very much a joint Irish-French endeavour?
Yes, and again, this European Union context is all prevailing here, because, of course, there's a number of other European Union citizens who are also in prison, and our thoughts are with them. So this is a matter, obviously, that we discuss collegially across the European Union, and particularly in a foreign affairs minister's context. But in the context of Bernard, he had dual citizenship, and obviously born and reared in Ireland, and his father, Vincent and Caroline, very early on, obviously contacted us, and we worked with the French team, mm-hmm. and would have been in seamless contact in respect of the various moves on this. And you know, we would have had hopeful news earlier, which didn't come to fruition, but on this occasion it has. And I can say to you that all of the officials and working on this for quite a long time are overjoyed now that Bernard is on his way home.
All right. Well, I'm sure very many people share that that relief today. And thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Tánaiste Micheál Martin speaking to us there from the EU Foreign Ministers meeting.